welcome to Indiana Weekend with John Strauss. This is a kind of radio magazine show about the interesting places and intriguing people in our part of the state. We're always interested in your thoughts. Drop us a note to indianaweekend@gmail.com with your suggestions and comments. Let us know what's going on where you are. A meeting of The Verge in Muncie. This is at a downtown bar reserved for a few hours. A Verge is a regular gathering of people from startup companies. The idea is to network, maybe trade ideas, match entrepreneurs with investors, listen to each other, pitch ideas.
You say, now, why are you training kids at 16 years old? Well, the thing is, we're now building programs for colleges and universities.
This was set up by the Sustainable Muncie Corporation with Mutual Bank as a founding sponsor. It's part of a growing web of support for startup companies. Muncie is also opening a new makers space called Mad Jacks, which they hope will be a center of innovation and design. And it has a couple of co-working spaces. This is an idea that goes back 10 years or so to San Francisco, a place for startups to work and collaborate. Co-working spaces typically offer desks, couches, conference rooms, internet, and of course, coffee. Wanted to see how this works, so we stopped by the Co-Lab in Muncie and met Brad Doherty, owner of Hula Technology, who works here. And we're in downtown Muncie, and we're in the Co-Lab, and this is the former Roberts Hotel.
Yes.
And describe how this works and what we're doing.
Yeah, so it's kind of a new thought on how businesses operate. So in the IT industry especially, businesses can work from just about anywhere. A lot of people started working in coffee shops. You started seeing them work in coffee shops, or you started seeing them people work from home. So the problem was even though you could go work in those places, they were noisy or there was some there was tons of distractions, and really you didn't get people to collaborate with or talk to. As a startup, you don't have the answers to everything. So the nice thing was is when this building opened up, you had a place that was lower overhead. In fact, it cost me about the same to sit in the coffee shop because for every day. In fact, that might end up being more. But you have a place that you could come to 24/7 and have a place that people could really have meaningful conversations about business. And really a place to be.
So has that happened for you? Have you collaborated with people who are around here?
Absolutely. I've made great friends through this process. And that's the one thing that I've always said is business can be a lonely place. People don't understand why you started your business. Family doesn't understand why you're not working for someone. So the great part about that is that these individuals in this office, they all get it. They all understand. So you always have somebody you can talk to. And I collaborate with several people. I've even helped businesses in the industry that aren't members yet, just to kind of help them get started and, and tell them the mistakes that I've made along the way. So
how does it work? I mean, how much do you pay and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, so currently, and I think the price may increase. I'm not sure it changes, but currently, I believe the price is approximately $650, somewhere around that range for a year. That gets you, your spots and things like that. If you want a dedicated space, I think it's like either $75 or $100 a month. It really is minor when you look at having a downtown location with all of the collaboration that you can have. It's just it's priceless, really.
Sure. Give me an idea of sort of how the collaboration piece works, because that's got to be a major part of this. So tell me a little story about that, if you can.
Yeah, so a great story that we had a person come in. They were trying to start their business, and he was a little, and I'm going to try to say this without throwing him under the bus, but he was a little shy about his business and how it was going to, he was afraid to say much about his business, afraid of somebody taking his idea, things like that. So we just sat down with him and said, look, I don't have time to take your business. I've got my stuff. And I said, I don't think anybody else in here has that time. You're already a step ahead of everybody. And so what I basically did was we set up a whiteboard. And after we set the whiteboard up, we sat and discussed and looked over every detail of his business in some fashion. And we just kind of figured some things out for him. How it was going to work,
You mean the other folks around here? That's sort of like a barn raising, help a neighbor out.
Absolutely, that's a great way to put it, because that's exactly what it was. We just sat down. I mean, my business name came from collaboration. I sat for weeks laying on the floor of the collab, people laughing because I'm walking by and I'm shaking my head, just going, I don't know what I'm going to name this thing. But we all kind of came together, and they knew that I was involved with youth, and I ended up having a hula hoop in my car, and we collaborated, and we're like, that sounds fantastic. It's just a great idea. So we just really worked together on helping each other build our businesses.
You gave up a regular job in the corporate world to do this.
I did. I was making good money and scared to death. And honestly, I didn't have the savings, but this is what went through my mind when I was doing that. You know, it was either, you know, I'm 38 years old, and I was to the point where it was either I gave my employer my all, I focused on him only, or I changed that and I started focusing on what I wanted to do. And I decided to go that route. Of course, the conversation with my wife was something like, honey, I'm going to quit my job and I'm going to build a business. And her eyes, you can only imagine what her facial expressions were like. But yes, that was, you know, that was how it played out. And I wouldn't take it back for the world.
More people are doing that today, right? Is there a change in how we look at work or how this can happen?
Yeah. So one of the things I think that has changed, especially in this industry and in this in the U.S. itself, people can work from anywhere. I can get a job in Texas and work in Muncie. Now it's a matter of where do I want to live, and so now what culture do I want?
By culture, you mean where you want to live, right? Do you want to live in Muncie, or do you want to live in Chicago, or
exactly? And so with culture and affordability, let me just put it that way, because you know, I would love to live in Chicago. You know, can I afford to live in Chicago? No, it doesn't make sense. But I love Muncie, and when I say that, I mean I say that with passion, because I really truly do love Muncie, and I love downtown Muncie. I wanted my business here, and my business can be placed here through the collab, and I can work anywhere. I have a client in Texas. There's clients that I can get anywhere. And a lot of the industry has made it that way. You can work in a lot of different jobs.
It's been a hard day's night.
Brad Doherty, owner of Hula Technology, a small IT startup. He works out of the collab in downtown Muncie, a co-working space for startups or people who just need an office. He's also part of the Verge Army that helps put on the networking events for startup companies. Coming up, more on the co-working concept, and we'll talk to the MC of the local Verge events.
Indiana Weekend, interesting people and places from across our region. Look for that name on Facebook and drop us a line. Let us know what you think at indianaweekend@gmail.com.
My name is Chef Beth Schuller. I'm the CEO of Caregiver's Kitchen, and I'm at the Collab.
You're a chef.
I'm a chef. That wasn't my first career. I started with a degree in food science from Purdue University, and food science is an interdisciplinary degree of microbiology and chemistry and nutrition and engineering. And I worked for several years in the food industry, primarily in food processing. And we changed cities for my husband's job, and I had the chance to attend culinary school, something I'd always wanted to do, considered it right out of high school, but this was really my chance.
What was it like starting your own business? I mean, that could be a little scary, right?
Well, you know, I never intended to start my own business. I was working as an instructor, teaching culinary classes and nutrition and food safety, and I was put in contact with a home care company owner in Fort Wayne, and she was looking for someone to train her staff in those skills. So the two of us put our heads together and came up with Caregiver's Kitchen.
So the idea of Caregiver's Kitchen is?
We work with home care companies and those serving elders and those with disabilities to teach the caregivers about nutrition, planning balanced meals for their clients, and cooking their favorite foods.
Did you know that there was this niche before? How did you discover that?
I did not know. Like I said earlier, a home care company owner asked me to put together this class. She'd checked out other community resources, and there just wasn't anything out there. So we developed this program directly for her staff. And, you know, I did that for a few years just on the side. And then I decided there was a real need for this, and it's a real niche, and I turned it into a business.
That sounds great. How long have you been doing this?
I've been in business for about 7 years.
How long have you been at the CoLab?
About a year and a half. I was, I think, the third or fourth member when it first got started.
Do you like it?
I love it here.
Why?
You know, it beats working in my basement. Home offices are great for some things, but we've got a great team we get to work with. You know, we always have our Monday morning coffee. We have carry-in lunches, and it's great to just bounce ideas off each other. You know, if you need someone to help with your computer problems, I can always talk to Brad in IT, or, you know, Jennifer's great with marketing, or, you know, there's just so many resources here.
So that's a big part of it. It's more than just a place to park your laptop or something. You use the term team.
Exactly. I think of them as my coworkers. Even though we don't work for the same company per se, we really are on the same team. We all are wanting to help build each other's businesses up, and this is a great place to do that.
Can you think of a time where you contributed, somebody asked you for some help, and you were able to?
Sure. One of my coworkers has a nonprofit who works with local people in our community who need food assistance. And so she asked me to help develop some recipes and come and teach some classes, some cooking classes for those who needed them.
I think it's neat that you describe these people as your coworkers, even though these are different companies.
Mm-hmm. We really do have a unique environment to work in. You know, there's some who are closer than others, and some do just park their laptops. But there's kind of a core group of us who really work well together, and I can't imagine not, you know, having them here.
You've run your business for about 7 years, and was your husband transferred to Muncie, or is that how you got here?
We actually moved back here for family. His family is from this area originally, and we farm. We bought his grandparents' farm and moved back to be closer to grandparents.
Where did you come from?
Fort Wayne.
I mean, you've started your own business from scratch, and you're successful. It's 7 years now, right?
Right.
So you survived the early, very tough part. What do you think the environment is like here for startups and entrepreneurs like you?
There's a ton of resources in this area. I've been working with a business advisor for at least 5 years here in Muncie, and he's connected me with a ton of great resources.
More people are looking at starting their own businesses, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
And you have done it. What advice do you have?
You know, make sure it's your passion. If it's hard work, and you have to love what you're doing, because you don't always see the rewards right away. Sometimes it takes years before it really starts to pay off. But, you know, if you love what you're doing, it's not like a job.
I mean, it's not like you're going to be working less. Give me an idea of what you have to do, your hours and that kind of thing.
Well, I wear lots of hats. I mean, we're small. I have two other employees who help me with the teaching, but I get to do it all. I like to say I'm the chief everything officer. I do the books, and I prep for the classes, and I do all.
So that's what CEO means.
Right, that's what CEO means. You know, I really get to do it all.
Life isn't perfect. I mean, there are tough times. Were there times in your 7 years where you thought, oh gosh, I don't know if I can do this?
Yeah, there's a couple times I thought about throwing in the towel, but then, you know, something comes up, or I get an encouragement from a company, or I love working directly with the caregivers, because they are so thankful for the classes and the knowledge, because they don't know these things, and they get to use them with their clients and with their own families. I get thank you notes and comments from them a lot of times. Makes my job worth it.
Beth Scholler, a chef and the CEO of Caregiver's Kitchen, who's one of the entrepreneurs with space at the CoLab in Muncie, a co-working space downtown for startups. Beth says in her case, CEO stands for Chief Everything Officer. Such is the life of an entrepreneur.
This is Indiana Weekend with John Strauss on Indiana Public Radio.
When I started going to events, I met the community. I saw what was going on in the startup community in Indianapolis. And it was probably the thing that drew me.
That's from the other night in downtown Muncie at a meeting of The Verge, a networking session for entrepreneurs, financial backers, people interested in the startup culture. On stage as the group's leader was Jennifer Green. Later, she told us what it was all about.
It actually originated in Indianapolis by the founder's name is Matt Hunkler. He's kind of a self-proclaimed serial entrepreneur, and he also does a lot of writing for Huffington Post and Forbes. So really, to kind of scale it back, he at the time was working at Developer Town and the Speakeasy, and so they would get together and in the evenings and challenge each other to pitch and kind of prepare themselves to get in front of people. Anyone from developers to entrepreneurs, and it grew and it became reoccurring, and Matt created Verge from that. And so really what we are is Verge Indie sprouted and grew by huge numbers and had a huge amount of support, and then at that point Matt started creating what were hubs. And so Muncie has jumped on board and become a hub of the Indianapolis version, amongst almost 13 other hubs across the nation. So it's not just statewide, we've got nationwide coverage. And so all of our events are live streamed and hit quite a big audience. And beyond that, the Verge community itself is just a huge mecca of and culture of entrepreneurs, tech startups, developers, investors, and really anyone that's trying to help spark the startup community, which is huge in many of our small towns right now, or becoming huge.
There's even the Verge Army.
So the Verge Army is kind of the team that we created here at Muncie that's responsible for putting together each of these events. And so when we came with the idea to bring Verge to Muncie, it's all volunteer and those that organize it. And so I agreed to organize and then soon realized that I was going to need to find some really key people that shared the same passion for what it was that we were doing as far as bringing it here. And so really the idea behind bringing it to Muncie is that we know from being in the co-working space and in the startup community that it is small here, that it has the potential to grow and to become really strong, but we need a few catalysts in order to do that. And so Verge is serving as a great platform to do that. But back to the Verge Army itself, we have some really great community members that have all volunteered their time and have their own really incredible skills and expertise that they add to being able to put these events together. So I'm pretty proud of that team as well.
There's something called the startup community. And this is something that's come about really in the past, 15 years, maybe?
I would say so. I mean, I like to think there's always been somewhat of a startup mentality, but the community and the culture is certainly growing. And I think the reason for that is for many, many reasons. One of them being there is a new way to work that's developing. Technology is changing the way we work and allowing us to choose different ways in which we can do that and maybe be more productive, and allows us to be more collaborative. And so that's changing things and sparking the startup's culture. I also think that we have a generation that is entering a phase that they're looking kind of more grassroots and realizing that many years ago when the technology explosion came, it was all Silicon Valley, and it was, you know, if you did get a degree or if you did have want to pursue something in tech, that was the place to be and to go. And now with the ability to work remote and the advances that we've had, there's so much that we can do right here in a small community. And so many of us, prior to bringing Verge and kind of talking about stoking the startup's culture, just kind of realized or had conversations about the fact that Muncie has changed and the industry has changed. And we used to be a manufacturing community, and it was a hard hit. But I think that this new generation and a lot of those that are choosing to kind of create a new culture in general downtown have decided, or in Muncie, that we have to embrace the fact that that is a kind of a something of the past, and that it's time to recreate a new industry. And quite frankly, you can spark that with technology. And so many startups nowadays are tied to tech. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be developing and building apps and programs. Small businesses use tech on many different levels, and from selling product to business to services. And so because that puts many entrepreneurs and small business owners in the tech field regardless, in order to be successful and kind of sustain themselves.
Fair to say that in the past, someone graduating from Ball State or somebody from Muncie might have felt like, well, I'm going to have to go to Chicago to make it. I think what you're saying is that there's opportunity here as well because of the so many people work remotely now. You don't have to be in an office.
Right. And they do on many different capacities. They're working remotely. And a good example of that is what I do every day at the CoLab, being the director there. And that environment in particular caters quite well to that new style of work. And so just in our environment at the CoLab, we have remote workers that work for huge corporations and companies that are out of state, that are out of Indianapolis, that work in teams, but do a majority or all of their work remotely through video chat and through different applications that they're able to share and whatnot. And then on the flip side, we have a really nice environment for a startup that feels it necessary. You know, they're able to work remote. They don't need an office so much. They're bootstrapping. And so the CoLab creates an environment where they can strip all of the cost of a storefront that so many small business owners jump into thinking, I need a store. I need a place to identify myself.
Jennifer Green. Her title is Community Catalyst at the CoLab co-working space in Muncie. She was on stage the other night at a meeting of The Verge in that city, a networking event for entrepreneurs and others interested in the startup culture. These are small companies that could offer hope for big changes in how Muncie and other Indiana cities compete for knowledge workers, jobs, and a competitive economic future. That's our show for today. I'm John Strauss. Big thanks to our producer, Sean Ashcraft, and all the folks in the front office, including your friends Matt Bloom, Connie Clary, Lori Georgie, Emily Kowalski, Andrea Lutz, John Morgan, Angie Rapp, and Debbie Webb. Glad you could join us this time. Hope you'll stay in touch. Drop me a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com if you would like more information or have a suggestion. In the meantime, thanks and have a great week. Until we meet again on the next Indiana Weekend on Indiana Public Radio.
Indiana Weekend with host John Strauss. Our show is engineered at Indiana Public Radio, produced by Sean Ashcraft. Major support for Indiana Weekend comes from IPR's listeners. We hope you'll join your friends who are IPR members. You can go to indianapublicradio.org or give us a call at 1-800-646-1812. Join us again next week for Indiana Weekend with John Strauss here on Indiana Public Radio.